This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And just ahead of Easter, something happening out at the winery at Umpqua Community College. Peg Long, who's running the events out there, is in. Good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about Bubbles and Blooms Saturday. What's going to be happening?
Thanks, Kyle. Bubbles and Blooms, it's kind of right there in the title. We're going to have a guest winery come out, Oakland Creek Vineyards. I don't know if you've had any of their wines yet, Kyle, but they're fantastic. They're an up-and-coming winery, so we're going to give them a little exposure. They have a excellent Champenois that they're going to sample, and we will be, the winery at UCC will be serving mimosas, and then we are releasing a Muscat varietal. Wow. Most people call it Moscato, but it's the Muscat grape, so that's what we called it. And then we will also have, for the blooms portion, we will have the Botany Club at UCC selling fresh-cut flowers. And they also have a really cool idea where they do, like, resin bottle toppers to put on top of your wine bottle when you open it.
Right.
And they make them with dried flowers. So that'll be kind of something pretty to...
Kind of the full look for Easter.
Yeah, kind of. It's kind of one-stop shopping for Easter. You come in, you try some wine, you get some for Easter dinner, you grab some flowers, bing, bing, boom. Get to hang out at the winery for a little while and enjoy the atmosphere.
And the view.
I know, that view is amazing.
You know, I was up there a few weeks ago for an event, and it's just like, that's one of the best views in Douglas County.
No, I've got the best office view in the city, honest to God, you know.
Oh, that's right. Oh, man. You've got a winery and a view.
I know. Isn't it great?
Maybe I could move the radio station. I don't know that they'll...
Well, we might have some room, but, you know...
You probably aren't going to allow that, though. Enjoying wine and being on the radio don't always go together.
No, it doesn't really... Well, it could get... for some interesting conversations.
Yeah,
that's
well,
for sure.
We'd like to maintain our license. So you got a lot of things going on these days at the winery.
Yeah, we do. We're starting to get a lot more events coming up. Since COVID hit, we've been kind of struggling to get our footing back because it was such a time where everybody was not able to come up and enjoy going out and doing things. And we've kind of got it. A system in place where you're going to be seeing a lot more things happening up at the winery. So we're looking forward to having a nice big Memorial Day event coming up, and I'll probably come back and talk about that at some point.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're trying to get some events for the summer, and of course we always do something around Labor Day. So typically it's only been open maybe four like big days a year, but mm-hmm. we're trying to increase that and add more wine education programs, maybe do like some tasting dinners, that sort of thing.
Oh, cool. So yeah. A lot happening. And again, if people come out, it's Saturday 11 to 5. Just show up and enjoy. Do they have to do anything in advance?
No. If they would like, I am right now, if you go to our Facebook page, and it's UCC Viticulture, Winemaking and Viticulture. It's a lot. I get it, but that's what they named it. So there is a Bubbles and Blooms event on that page. If you want to hit the link and sign up for our email list, we will comp your tasting. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, pretty good. Peg Long from the winery at UCC, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:35 at the Morning Report.